Talis presents
Hello, and welcome to our podcast mini-series, What's Next for the Future Battlefield? Brought to you by Talis. Today, we are going to be discussing the advanced binocular-style helmet-mounted display Talis is developing for the U.S. Army's future vertical lift effort with Ryan Walters. Hi, Ryan. How are you doing?
I'm very excited to be here today to talk about what Talis has to offer the warfighter.
Great. Let's jump right in. Can you give us a quick rundown of who you are and a little of your background that led to your role at Talis?
Okay. My name is Ryan Walters, and I work for Talis. I'm the North American subject matter expert on all things rotary wing. I also served in the 75th Ranger Regiment, where I utilized Talis ground communication products and radios to include SATCOM. And most recently, I'm a retired U.S. Army Special Operations helicopter pilot, where I've flown over 20 deployments in support of both domestic and foreign special operations forces.
Wow. Okay. So can you give us an idea of what it's like being in the cockpit and why situational awareness is so important for pilots?
Most of my career flying missions in Army Special Operations was at night. So flying at night, it's dark out. You have limited visibility, even with advanced radar systems and, FLIR systems, and you're flying the nation's best special operators to a target. So you have to imagine coming into an intense environment where you know you're going to lose visual reference.
We believe we're over your patrol base. We do not see a place to land.
So we're flying to an objective. You start to see enemy threats present. There's tracer fire coming at you. It's dark out. You're proceeding to a military target, and you absolutely have to get the aircraft on the ground at the right place at the right time. You're generating all this dust as you're landing, and you lose visual reference.
We're in a bad situation.
Yeah, we want to give the pilot situational awareness in that scenario. It's difficult to land in those environments. You're getting shot at. Got to get the special operators on the ground. And having the ability to be heads up, eyes out as I enter that profile allows me to have situational awareness all the way to the ground. Situational awareness during a complex environment. The ability to exchange that information with the other pilot. The ability to see in real time what's going on around me. That's what our systems provide the pilots and the warfighter.
Okay. Wow. So I know Talis has been working with helmet-mounted displays for some time. Can you tell us why they are important and what's different from the Scorpion system?
So we had incredible systems in the aircraft to help us get to the objective on time. But I was often looking down at two-dimensional displays in the cockpit. We didn't have the best situational awareness in front of the aircraft. And I think that's where Talis is really excited about the solutions we have for both Future Vertical Lift and the Enduring Fleet, because we do offer some incredible solutions that have flown on other platforms like A-10 and F-16, and we're adapting those to the helicopter cockpit as well. Yeah, our Scorpion system currently allows the wearer to view the world three-dimensionally through one eye. But advanced systems like our binocular system we're developing, you'll have two displays in front of the face that are adjustable that allow the operator to have a wider field of view and, in essence, more information readily available to them.
Okay, yeah. Seeing more is knowing more. So how do helmet-mounted displays fit into the next generation of situational awareness for pilots? I mean, what's next for these helicopters? And is the Army working on this now?
So the U.S. Army is currently undertaking one of the largest modernization efforts for helicopters in a very, very long time. Helmet-mounted displays are a component of a larger situational awareness package to help them do their job more efficiently, safely, and to really add value to the mission that they're flying. These advanced helicopters are going to be very reliant on artificial intelligence, large, displays in the cockpit. There's going to be a lot more information presented at them, and they're going to be flying twice the speed of a conventional helicopter.
Wow. So what does Talis hope to achieve here? What is the end goal?
A system like a Talis helmet-mounted display system really enhances crew safety and situational awareness by taking the most critical information and putting it on the face. That's what we really want, is to have an accurate depiction of the battlefield around them, the terrain around them, the threats around them, also the location of friendly forces too. We want them to know where their wingman is, then we want them to know where the threat is and where the terrain is in real time, reducing risk to force and reducing risk to mission.
Okay. So tell us about the new system. What's different?
Yeah, so our successor to Scorpion is going to be a system that's, you know, designed with modularity in mind. We want to be compliant and not just meet the expectations of modular open system architecture for the Army with Future Vertical Lift, but we want to exceed that. We want to put sustainability at the end user level so that if there's an issue with our solution, it can be sustained and maintained and it won't affect the mission. We don't sell helmets. We sell the solution that goes on the existing helmet. And we are agnostic in the way that we do that. We can adapt to any helmet. And I think that's the discriminator for us is we're going to keep things very affordable, very sustainable, while offering tomorrow's technology to really have a solution that the pilot can put on their head, connect to the aircraft, and go on their mission with minimal steps in the process to get into the air. That's really what we offer the warfighter in the future with our next generation helmet, is a system that's going to provide wide field of view, binocular technology. And this enhances that field of view off the wearer's face, giving them the ability to show more information.
All right. So what's the biggest challenge?
So the challenge with helmet-mounted displays on a pilot's head is the motion tracking has to be precise. You know, the head and eyes have to be synchronized as the pilot looks left, right, up, down. If there's any latency in that process, the aircrew will get sick. And that's where Talus really comes in with world-class head tracking. And that technology is what's going into our next-generation helmet as well.
So will this replace the Scorpion system? And who else can this help?
So our Scorpion system still remains highly relevant for a lot of different applications. But there are advanced applications and solutions with futuristic aircraft where a binocular system really makes the most sense. So we think our next-generation helmet-mounted display system is also very relevant for partner forces, allied forces. It'll offer the incredible value and capability enhancement for those customers as well.
Where do you see this going? What's the future look like?
So Talus remains, you know, absolutely committed to what's next in the U.S. defense industry. So we're very focused on Future Vertical Lift, but also Enduring Fleet. Our solution will also be adapted for the existing platforms that are out there. So think Black Hawk, Chinook. Those are going to be around for a number of years until Future Vertical Lift fully comes online. And we're ready for that as well. But we really think that we offer intuitive, affordable, modular solutions that will meet or exceed expectations for the warfighter. And Talus is very excited to be competitive in the space, and we're very excited to have the relationship we have with the U.S. Army and the DoD, and we're very excited being able to provide the best solutions to the warfighter.
Well, it has been great talking with you today, Ryan. And thank you for joining the podcast and helping us understand the importance of helmet-mounted displays and what Talus is doing to advance the technology.
It's absolutely my pleasure. You know, I enjoyed my time as an Army aviator, and it's very exciting to see the direction that the Army is going with advanced platforms. It's definitely going to be an interesting few years for us.
It sounds like it. And thanks, everyone, for listening. Be sure to check out the next episode of What's Next for the Future Battlefield, brought to you by Talus.